Hello there. Did you ever wonder what it would be like to be able to travel wherever you wanted to visit all the parts of the world? Well, Pinocchio and his friend Cricket wanted to do just that. So first thing they did was to hop over to the railroad yard. Of course, you know why Pinocchio was so anxious to travel, don't you? That's right. He was looking just about everywhere for the blue fairy who could turn him into a real boy. Oh, how Pinocchio wanted to be a real live boy instead of just a wooden puppet. Let's join them now and see what they're up to.
Let's stop and rest a minute, Pinocchio. I'm bushed.
So am I, Crick. I bet we've walked a million miles looking for the blue fairy.
A million miles? Just think, to be able to travel a million miles. All the things to see. Majestic mountains, foaming rivers, jewel-lit cities, solemn forests. The whole wide world zipping by. A million miles.
Who said that?
I was just envying your footloose and fancy-free existence.
Who said that?
Why, me, of course.
It's a little engine.
Naturally.
Naturally, he says. Well, I guess when you're scouring the countryside looking for a blue fairy to turn a talking puppet into a real boy, you've got to expect things like talking choo-choo trains.
My name's Pinocchio, and this is my friend Cricket.
My name is Harold. I'm a switcher engine. Oh, I'd just love to hear all about your adventures. All I do all day long is chug up and down in this railroad yard.
And you're not happy here? You've got a steady job, probably lots of friends.
Yes, yes, that's true. But I long for the open road. I want to be free, to write poetry. I want to grow a beard and wear a beret and no socks. I want to wander wherever I please and breathe the sweet-scented air of freedom.
You know, when he says it, it sounds good.
Oh, gee, Harold, if you want to so much, why don't you come with us?
Could I? Could I really? Oh, golly, that would be swell. I'll tell you what. Hop on and I'll tell you how to operate the controls. First, open the flue and stoke up the fire. Now open the valve and let the water into the boiler. Then the steam into the pistons. Okay, we're off.
Oh, boy, I've always wanted to be an engineer.
Yeah, this is great. Say, why are you slowing down?
I'm afraid I don't know my way out of the yards. All I've ever done is run up and back on the tracks.
Well, I don't think that this is the right track. Better back up to that last switch we came through.
Oops! Hey, why don't you watch where you're going?
Oh, gee, we're sorry, Mr.
Reginald's me name, but me friends, many of whom is royalty, calls me Reggie, which you may do likewise.
Oh, hi, I'm Pinocchio, this is Cricket, and he's Harold.
Oh, I'm glad to make all yours acquaintances. Now, please be a little more careful and watch where you're going. Where are you going, if I ain't too bold to inquire?
Well, we're off to find the blue fairy, and Harold is coming along because he wants to see the world. Only we don't know how to get out of here.
You are indeed fortunate to have found me. I personally shall lead you out of the yards. Wait till I gets me luggage. All right, men, let us be on our way. Make a left at the next switch, then another, and go straight on out. It's good to be on the road again. I normally ride first class in a compartment, but me doctor, a very prominent specialist, has advised me to ride the rods for me help. Onward, coachman! Onward!